old-fashioned cars. You ever sat in a rumble seat?
No, I've seen one, but I've never sat in one.
They were fun, but they would go short distances, but you know, to go to Salt Lake was quite an event. The roads were not that good, but yeah, they would sort of, you'd go to the dances, and that's where you'd become acquainted with those on other communities, and then you would date with those people.
Like what would you do on a date, or where would you go? Would he come and meet your parents, and what
yes,
would you
it's
do?
Probably not too formally. Of course, if you were dating within the community or even communities on either side, you pretty well knew people.
That's
you know,
true.
Your family reputation
That's true.
Would precede you, and you would know whether that boy came from a good family or whether his family was a little suspicious, and your parents would tell you this way or that, mm-hmm. but you could go or you couldn't. And you did a lot of things with double dating, and dancing was a big thing. That's where you did a lot of your mixing and meeting, was at dances.
Mm-hmm. How long would people date, or before they got engaged, or how long would they be engaged, and how old are people when they got married, and things like that?
That was just the same as now. It all depended on the couples. You know, some right now, some had long, long engagements. It just people again.
How old would you say most people were when they got married? Just average?
I would think fairly young. Either fairly young or quite old. You know. There wasn't too much after high school. You know.
Mm-hmm. So, fairly young, 17, 16?
Oh, I wouldn't think
20.
That. No, most of my generation would at least finish high school. Very few of them dropped out before. But some would go away to school and do different things before they married. But a lot got married right out of school. Come in. That's my son.
Oh.
One of them.
Okay.
This is our interviewer. This is my son, Alan Spriggs.
Hello.
And you're
Rachel.
Sis. Now, I can't even spell that.
That's okay.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
So then.
Oral history, huh?
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to see this stuff here that I've got marked.
Oh, okay.
I've got maps for everybody. That's for May. Thought we might as well see if she was interested on that hourglass piece. That's for Russ. He has the same maps as you do.
Okay.
That's the eastern piece, which is the adjoining property to the west.
Okay, yeah.
I've got maps for everybody, so when you communicate with them, you'll
see
have
what they got. Okay.
And that's Research Homes.
Okay.
And that's John Bates, so you can see what we have in mind in the section.
All right.
That ought to do it.
You have to leave. You can sit down and listen. You can tell her how you grew up in the
old
days.
I'm not an old timer like you. So. The old days, huh?
Yeah. The ancient days.
No, I better get home.
Okay. All right.
That's
thanks.
That's not clear. Call me at home.
All right. I'll give you a call. All right. We're selling the farm. We've had it all these years, and we finally decided we're going to sell it.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty good now. Mm-hmm. We sold the home. The home burnt down about 15 years ago. So, but we finally sold the lot, the house was. So now we're going to try and sell the farm. My brother and I left. And we're getting older. So before all the grandkids get involved, we're going to try and sell.
How many acres do you have out there to sell?
We've got about 60 acres in the farm and a section of ground, 600 some acres.
Well, that's quite a bit of land.
Yes. It's hard to do because you don't know what to ask for it, how to cut it up for the best advantage, and you're to leave it all this way.
That would be
We're working on it.
Yeah.
My son's the county recorder, so he's kind of helping me with it. I was county recorder for 28 years, and then as soon as I retired, he took over.
Wow, that was a long time.
Yes.
Did you do any other jobs?
Oh, yes.
Here?
I've worked since I...